Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about Bumble best advice. Now, before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, www.dateme.tips. That's dateme.tips. And you can check out my website for everything I'm doing. Right, so the podcast, Bumble best advice. So Bumble is a Tinder clone. It's a swipe app. And if you know how to use Tinder, then you pretty much know how to use Bumble. It is very similar indeed. In fact, the longer the app's kind of been in existence, the closer to Tinder it has become. Now, there are a few exceptions. A couple of main ones are that on Bumble, only the woman can contact the man first. So you have to connect in a similar way to Tinder. If you both swipe each other, then you have a conversation. Except for on Bumble, the woman must go first. If she doesn't send a message within 24 hours, then the chat gets deleted. In a similar vein, when the woman has sent a message, the man then has 24 hours to reply, else the chat gets deleted. They try to use this as a way to make your swipes more valuable, to put a little bit more pressure on, to get the conversation going. And in general, it does work. You know, in general, there does seem to be more conversations and less dead connections, which is great. It's really frustrating when you both swipe each other and then one person won't reply. And you think, well, you know, they clearly like my profile or at least the picture. And, you know, why won't they reply? But on Bumble, you do generally get more people kind of having conversations because of the pressure they put on you at the start. Another difference is at the beginning, you can decide what you're looking for, whether you're looking for dating, friendship, and the other one is related to work, I believe, like a business connection or something. I'm not overly sure how popular the friendship and kind of like work connection angle on Bumble is. I'm not really sure. I've not tried that. I think the vast majority of people go on the dating. And then you're presented with a very similar situation to Tinder, where you make a profile. You know, it's going to be short and sweet and snappy, pictures, a few lines of text, make yourself stand out, and then you swipe through. You know, you've got your age parameters and your distance, and therefore you're just trying to swipe through, and then if somebody also swipes you, then the chat starts. So what is the best tips for using Bumble, the best advice for Bumble? Well, what I would say first of all is you want to get a Bumble Boost. Now, Bumble Boost is in essence a copycat of something you can get as part of Tinder Gold, where if you have a Bumble Boost, it means that if somebody swipes you, you actually get notified. And that's crucial because then it kind of gives you the ability to sit back a bit more and then kind of see who's swiping you. Now, you want to do a few swipes, don't get me wrong. You want to make sure, you know, you're doing a few like yes swipes and a few no. You know, Bumble, like Tinder, does punish people if they constantly swipe yes. It affects your score. The score on these kind of apps are well known. Everybody kind of seems to talk about them, but they're not visible, you can't see them. But if you have a lower score, then you get placed lower down the pecking order. You're lower down the pack of people that when you're shown, when somebody logs on to Bumble or to Tinder or to Toffee for that matter, you log on and you're obviously shown the first profile at random and so on and so on. Well, if you've got a poor score, you're lower down the list. So somebody might only be on there for a few swipes, and if you're lower down the list, they're never even going to see you. So it's important to maintain a relatively good score. Now, what we do know is high scores are generated by people who kind of swipe realistically, as in there are some no swipes and yes swipes, not just all yes, you're not looking too desperate, and also based upon who has actually swiped positively to you. So if somebody who is popular swipes yes to you, then your score goes up. So that's why it's important to have a good profile. The benefit of having a Bumble Boost is that although you want to be doing a few swipes just to maintain your activity on the site and keep the score, it means you don't have to do too many. You're not kind of like fishing around thinking, oh, somebody might have liked me, you know, like, you will know, you will be told. So then you can quickly match or decline with that person, and therefore your score can be more kind of like defined and refined, and then that will kind of help you be shown to even more people. So it's really good to use the Bumble Boost. It's like Tinder Gold. But here's where it gets even more specialised. Currently, at the time of me making this podcast at least, you can do a Bumble Boost for 1 week. Now, there's also other instances, other options. You can have a month, I believe, and 6 months, I think. My suggestion is to use it for 1 week. The reason for this is that I think that Bumble, and this is just my own opinion, I think Bumble gives you a few days of being like as if you've had a, as if you start with a high score, or if you're automatically put to the front of the pack for the first few days. That's how it definitely seems. Either that, or that there's so few active users that within a week or so, not many people are even getting to see your profile. I don't think that's the case. I think it's more like you join Bumble, they put you up front of the pack for a few days, and you will see the benefits. You know, I've had various kind of times myself, and also research with people that I've asked, and honestly, the common consensus is, the first few days you're on Bumble, you will have 3, 4, 5 times as many swipes as later on in your Bumble experience. And you can find that straight away by doing, as I said, as soon as you sign up, get Bumble Boost for 1 week. You will then, you know, you do a few swipes yourself, and then you kind of sit back and you will see them come in. You will see a few come in. And for the first few days, that is how it is likely to be. Now, your score should be relatively high because you're getting swipes and you're matching with them, if you want to, of course, and you're not wasting a ridiculous amount of yes swipes because you don't need to, because you've got Bumble Boost. So you should be maintaining a high score. And yet, probably by towards the end of the week, definitely moving into week two, if you keep it for longer, you will notice that you're getting less swipes. And it can't really be to do with your score. It's not likely to be with you running out of potential people, because Bumble's a popular app. You know, no matter where you're kind of living now, Bumble is getting more and more popular. It's just not likely that you would run out of people to look at your profile within a week. So there must be more going on. I personally think after a few days, you move down the stack for the new people, and then your score will come into play to even place you like even lower if you're unlucky. So my experience is, I don't think Bumble is worth using for more than 1 week at a time, because after a week, it gets more challenging. And then you start to be encouraged to spend even more money. You can pay for a spotlight, which ironically is what other apps call boosts, just to get really confused. A spotlight is basically where for half an hour you are put at the front of a stack automatically. And, you know, you'll be spending money on that, or on the equivalent of a super swipe that Tinder has, where you can swipe somebody and absolutely make sure they know you have, even if they don't have a boost on. You know, you can do that by paying more. You're encouraged to kind of do that because you're getting less attention. It ends up being very costly, and your results will start to go down. So my suggestion for Bumble and how best to use it is, you sign up to Bumble and you've got a few different options. I believe you can do it by phone number, by email address, by Facebook. You sign up, you make sure you've got a good profile, you've got 3 or 4 good photos of yourself, making sure in particular that the first one is a clear face photo of yourself. Nobody else, just you, clear face. They can definitely tell what you look like. The second photo ideally would be a kind of head-to-toe photo, so they can see kind of how you look, you know, your size, your shape. You know, it's important somebody knows what you look like as a whole before you kind of decide to meet, because there's nothing more awkward than meeting somebody and then realizing that you don't really like them like that, you know, and it's to just show somebody who you are. There's no point in hiding it. So a face photo and then a photo which kind of shows you standing up, you know, head to toe, so they can see that way. Two other good photos, possibly showing you with a pet or with friends or doing an activity that you love, that kind of thing, all nice and clear. Then do your profile, make it short and concise, kind of bullet point form, friendly, happy, maybe slightly cheeky, nothing too over the top. And then when you're happy with your profile, straight away get Bumble Boost for 1 week. From that, then you want to be doing a few swipes, probably spend a few minutes doing some swipes, making sure to balance it with yeses and nos, and then just sit back. And because you're a newbie and with everything that you've done with Bumble Boost, you should then start to see some positive results. This should be seen over the first few days. By the end of the week, you'll probably start to see a drop off, as I've just described. My suggestion is that at the end of the week, when your Bumble Boost runs out, you want to delete your photos, you want to clear your profile, you want to properly delete your account. Don't just leave it on standby, delete your account. One, it's really annoying if you don't, because Bumble, from what I understand, keeps dead profiles floating around. But two, more importantly, is you want to delete your account because the next time you join Bumble, you want all these benefits again. If you just leave it kind of stagnant and then come back to it, you've already had your newbie kind of boost, as I see it, and hence that won't happen again. You will always be in the difficulty. If you properly delete your account, then the next time you decide to go on Bumble, you can restart. Now, if you signed up with Facebook the first time, second time, do it with an email. You know, switch it around, make it to be a completely different profile, and then want, and then kind of repeat what you did, you know, do Bumble Boost for a week and see the benefits. And for me, that is the most cost-effective way for you to be put in front of the most possible people. Now, I'm not saying delete your profile, then quickly remake one. I would say do Bumble for 1 week. And then if you haven't found somebody who you're dating, then leave it, delete the app, and then try something else. And perhaps come back to Bumble in a month or two's time. I honestly wouldn't suggest staying on Bumble for like a month or even longer. There's just no point. Do it for a week, get Bumble Boost. With you doing Bumble Boost for a week, I wouldn't say there's any reason to spend money on any of the other things that they offer. Do it for a week, then delete the app after the week and leave Bumble. Just forget about it, try something else. And then if in a month or two's time, then sign up again, different kind of, you know, email address or Facebook account or phone number or whatnot. And then you can start it again and you should have all those benefits. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Remember to check out my website, www.datesme.tips. And if you're using Bumble, make sure to follow my Bumble best advice.